Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And on the huddle this evening, Josie Pagani is with me. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
And Janet Wilson is back with us. Hello, Janet.
Good afternoon.
All right, so you've just listened to the doctor. Janet, what's your take on? I think that the word that it took me was, are they going to make a rational decision?
Absolutely. That was the thing that struck me as well. And the other thing from what Dr. Holtang was saying was, she said there are very complex social situations, but the thing that struck me the most that probably summed that up would be shame, the sense of shame. And I'm wondering if that is really, you know, and for whatever reason they have that shame, that's a terrible emotion for them to be having. I agree. I think I'm not sure that there would be women who would be prepared to go to the box to put the child in the box anyway, because, as she said, they're not thinking straight.
Yeah,
that's the problem, isn't it, Larry? The women who are most at risk of doing this are probably the least likely to access a safe box or a hatchet at a police station or a hospital or whatever. And I think it's those unintended consequences that give you pause for thought. Like, and I listened to the list of things that she said that cause mothers to abandon their babies like this, and it's tragic. And you think, why don't we do more to target the mother during the pregnancy and you know, deal with the actual problem that's causing the mother to abandon a baby in the first place? It just seems like, you know, you're picking up the pieces. Maybe if it saves one baby's life, it's worth it. You know, it's one of those terrible dilemmas where you go, it may not be the best thing to do, but maybe if it saves one life,
I'm not sure. The doctor said, I'm not sure it's a huge issue here in this country. In Australia, they're saying it's around 2.1 babies every 100,000 who are abandoned
to death. Which is about
six a year.
I mean, it's still six babies, but it's not it doesn't sound like it's a crisis. Also, we don't have enough data about why mothers are doing this, and also in other countries where they've done it, has it actually reduced the number of mothers abandoning their babies like
exactly.
this?
Where is the evidence from places like Germany, Canada and the Czech Republic that show that these baby boxes actually work?
Good, we'll come back in just a moment. Josie Pagani and Janet Wilson on the Huddle News Talk ZB. It is now 17 to 6.
Hi, Justin Perkis from Winger Subaru Green Lane. Do you currently own a late model Subaru and are you thinking about selling or maybe trading it? If you are, I might be able to pay you good cash money for it today. It needs to be a 2008 or newer and in reasonable condition. Simply phone or text me on 021-557-557. That number again, 021-557-557, or call into Winger Subaru, 279 Great South Road, Green Lane today.
If the family home and section are getting too much, this Sunday take afternoon tea at Remuera Gardens Retirement Village and tour the apartments and gardens. Available now, a standalone three-bedroom townhouse with internal double garage and one and two-bedroom apartments. See the gardens that to you are maintenance-free. A tropical oasis just 5 minutes from Remuera shops. Remuera Gardens Retirement Village open day this Sunday, 1 till 4, 57 Richard Farrell Ave, Remuera. Get expertly selected wine especially chosen for you by the Villa Maria winemaker. Delivered to your door four times a year from New Zealand's most awarded winery, where amazing quality meets convenience. Join the Villa Maria Cellar Club today at villamaria.co.nz.
Is this Sunday, but you had that sorted already, didn't you? Valentine's Day. Sunday? Just saying. Flowers work
wonders. Newstalk ZB community notices.
With stressless recliners from Danske Mobile Furniture, imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Join in a stimulating and fun leisure activity of group dancing to toe-tapping music. Beginners classes in Scottish country dancing will be held